Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Pressure coming, flees the pocket, going to take off and run. He's got the first down and more. 40, 50. Allen puts the ball in his left hand, stiff arms a man, and is out of bounds into Jets territory at the New York Jets 39-yard line. It's a 50-yard run. Another handoff. Cook going to cut it back through a hole. Dodges a defender. Up and out the gate to the races. Down to the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, James Cook. 44 big ones for the score. Here's the snap, end around, and it goes to Elijah Moore. Cuts it back, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown and throws the football into the stands. The former Jet scores on the team that drafted him with a 4-yard touchdown run on the end around. And the Bills have, for all intents and purposes, put this one to bed with 14:57 left on the clock.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Sal Capaccio here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome back into the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, a Buffalo Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. The Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, this is the hour we do it. We cannot forget this week, and I will not forget this week, because last week I did. I can't believe I forgot it last week. Can't believe we didn't do it. First week of the year. And there was no sit up, stand down, or hey, buddy. And none of you told me about it. Friend of mine, Jeff, calls me. He's like, hey, love the show. Where was sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy? I'm like, oh my God, you're right. So, mea culpa on that. My bad. We're going to fix that today. We'll do sit up, we'll do stand down, we'll do hey, buddy at the end of this hour. And we'll look ahead to a game that the Bills play in just, what, 3 days from now? Yep, 3 days from now. Hey, was the did you guys have video in here today? Did someone come in to record? Joe, are you listening? Did someone come in here to do some video stuff today?
Yeah, NFL Films was in here.
A little teaser there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Were you on, or did they film you? No.
They filmed me from behind. So, you know, might have the back in the shot.
NFL Films was here. Little teaser for what you might see Thursday night, right?
Yes.
On the intro to Amazon. They came in last year during this show, so it was cool because I was a part of the intro. I'm like, oh, I saw it. It was literally like for a second and a half, and people saw that. But hey, maybe you'll have your stardom moment there on Amazon Thursday Night Prime.
That'd be crazy. I'll be waiting to see myself from behind. That'll be a lot of fun.
803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got the chat box rolling. We got the YouTube stream going. Go find us on YouTube at WGR550. We got G on the YouTube side. We got Joe Kelly here on the radio audio side. And everybody's contributing here, just like the Bills yesterday, to a dominant win over the New York Jets. 30-10, the final score. The Bills now sit atop the AFC East at 2-0. The rest of the AFC East has at least one loss, and the Dolphins come to town on Thursday night at 0-2. The Patriots 1-1. The Jets, of course, 0-2. Do you know, is Joe still sitting there? Sorry, Dan, are you there? Dan or Joe? One of you. I don't know. Joe's not. He's out there. That's okay. Dan.
Going outside. Dan, I'm now.
Dan, are you running things now?
Yeah, I'm running things.
Say
now.
Hi to Dan when you call everybody. Dan, I'll give you, I'm going to start you off with a tough one right away. You ready?
Oh, God.
Okay. Do you know right now, as we this very minute, who is the number one seed in the AFC?
It's got to be the Colts, I think.
Yes! Look at that, Dan!
Oh, my God.
This is why you won that the college award. What was that called?
The College Rising Star Award.
College Rising Star, right here. Thank you, Dan. That's why you won right there. You're a very smart guy. Thank you very much. Dan is the gatekeeper today, by the way, for the rest of the show, or at least for a little while here, if you want to get through at 803-0550. Good stuff today. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo. Hi, Nick. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good, good.
Hey, I was just calling because I don't know if you remember, but you were my substitute teacher at South Park High School, and you broadcasted all my high school games when we won the state championship. And that was Nick Schaefer, Mr. Everything. He always called my name, and it was a great experience. And I just wanted to call and let you know that.
Nick, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope life is good for you. When I moved back to Buffalo in 2011 to restart my radio career, you know, I had been in radio and a teacher. So to make money on the side as I was restarting radio, I substitute taught. And I often went to South Park High School. They were terrific to me. Got to know a lot of the people there, the staff, the kids, the football players, and I appreciate you saying that and remembering that. And of course, I've always been passionate about high school football and calling games and basketball and sports. So thank you very much. I appreciate that, buddy. I hope life is good for you.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's really nice. Thanks, Nick. Thanks a lot for that. And they did. They won the state championship, South Park, and we've had a lot of great teams in the city, and Bennett, and you know, we've seen a lot of that. But either way, just thanks a lot for that. Let's go to Joe in Cheektowaga. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Happy Victory Monday.
You got it.
So I just wanted to give Matt Prater his flowers. 3-for-3 on field goals, 3-for-3 on extra points yesterday, banged one through from 52 yards. He's probably living out of a suitcase in a Buffalo hotel room. My question is, Tyler Bass, he's on injured reserve, and he's able to come back as soon as 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening a little while ago. Someone called with the same question. I'll say it the same way to you, Joe, which is the Bills are in control of that situation, though. He is eligible to come back after two more games. It doesn't mean he has to. They could ride it out. They could keep him on IR. And when the decision comes, and if they want to keep Matt Prater rolling, they can do that. But I agree with you. There's a conversation and decision at some point coming down the road, whenever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Because say Tyler is ready to come back in 2-3 weeks, then and Prater is still, you know, 100% on his field goal. I don't see how you could, you know, send Matt packing and say, okay, Tyler, you're back on the saddle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I think it's something that this team is going to have to deal with, and it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to deal with when I say it that way. Yep. But, yeah, and again, even if Tyler Bass is completely healthy in 2 or 3 games, 2 weeks from now, the Bills don't have to activate him. They can just say, hey, you know what? Keep doing your thing. And when the time comes, if it does come and we need you, we'll do that. And they see how it goes. And maybe that's a little pressure on Matt Prater to make sure he stays on his game as well. So it is an interesting conversation. Same thing with Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. We are now 2 games in. They have 4 games remaining on their suspensions. And man, if you look at the Bills' schedule down the road, folks, I mean, it is hard not to. I hate doing this. We can do it because we don't play, right? We always say, hey, we don't play in the games, so we can do this. We're just talking about them. It is hard not to really kind of envision this team going on a run here of wins where they are right now at 2-0, 71 points scored. Yeah, 50 against. Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers, and then Chiefs. a lot of opportunity here for the Bills to really maybe try and put some distance between themselves and other teams in the AFC. We'll take one more call here before we get to a little bit of what happened around the league and in this game, actually. Let's go to Jim in Tonawanda. Hi, Jim. You're on WGR.
North Tonawanda. But anyway, Sal, I'm going to get straight to the point because you got a lot of people on hold. Sal, yesterday the television commentators were saying the Buffalo Bills, on more than one occasion they said this, the Buffalo Bills own the line of scrimmage. It belongs to Buffalo. They couldn't stop them, and they said that your defense just wasn't big enough and strong enough to stop the smash mouth style of the Bills yesterday. They went to old fashioned, like the television commentator said, 3-4 yards and a cloud of dust. Stop us if you can. It's no mystery. We're going to take the ball. Josh Allen's going to hand the ball off. They're going to run it between the tackles. Stop us if you can, because we're going to keep pounding it down your throat. That is devastating psychologically to the other team when they can't stop you, Sal. I love that. That's just old-fashioned Vince Lombardi-style football. Just pound the ball down their throats. If they stop you, they stop you. If they can't stop you, you win the game. That's simple.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I love the excitement in your voice. Old school football for Jim, and he's not wrong. I mean, look, in this day and age, though, you have Josh Allen. You want him to be able to sling the ball around because you can absolutely win games like that. But if you could have Josh Allen throw for, you know, $150 and no touchdowns and win a game with 30 points, my goodness, like that just shows you how much you can dominate in other areas. And Jim from North Tonawanda, thank you, is right. It does take away your will. When a team runs the ball against you like that, it takes away your will. Now, the Bills weren't completely just pounding the ball at the Jets. They had some big runs. That's what helped them a lot. They had 2 40-yard-plus runs, one by James Cook for a touchdown, one by Josh Allen, which really helps the numbers. But they had control of the game, and the running game helped them do that. And that's what really happens. When you start running the ball like that, you control the game, and the Bills controlled. I mean, from the very first series, big penalty on the Jets in the first series really hurt them, that roughing the passer. And then the Bills went down and scored, and then they got the ball back in the very next offensive play because Joey Bosa had a forced fumble on a sack I don't even know if it was a sack. He was braided the line of scrimmage. Either way, he's running Justin Fields. Speaking of Joey Bosa, let's get to Arrow Up, Arrow Down. I wrote this over at WGR550.com. You can check it out, my Arrow Up, Arrow Down. And we'll go through some of the highlights and what the Buffalo Bills did yesterday. I started with defense. All right? They deserved an arrow up. The defense certainly turned it around from a week ago. 154 yards allowed. That was it. The Jets had just 11 first downs, averaged 3.3 yards per offensive play. More on that in a second. In fact, you know what? More on that right now, because let me tell you this. The Bills' third down defense was some of the best they've ever had historically. That's right, historically. The Jets were 0 for 11 on third down, folks. Now, I went to Pro Football Reference and Stathead. It is only the second time since they started tracking this data and keeping it in the early 90s that the Bills held an opponent to zero conversions on at least 11 third down attempts. You know when the other time was? 0 for 11, also 2 years ago against the Jets, the game after Ken Dorsey was fired and Joe Brady took over, the defense that day also held the Jets to 0 for 11. So twice in the last 2 years, the Bills held the Jets to 0 for 11 on third down, and it's the only time they've ever done it something like that at all since the 1990s. Let's get to Joey Bosa. Dominant at times. A sack, a quarterback hurry, 2 forced fumbles. One of which the Bills recovered. That second series first play, he was terrific. If you get a healthy Joey Bosa who plays like that all week, all year, he is a true difference maker, like a true game-changing difference maker. The type of player they just haven't had in those situations and on this defense they've been looking for. I'm going to give an arrow up to Zion Logue, the defensive tackle. Just elevated from the practice squad this week after Ed Oliver was injured. He was prepared and ready to play. He had a half of a sack, and he batted down a pass. Good job. How about the guy running down and making tackles on kickoffs. Sam Franklin, you may have never heard of him. Maybe you knew when the Bills signed him. Special teams ace, Sam Franklin. He's listed as a safety, but he's a special teamer. He collected three tackles, two of them solo, just on kickoffs. Folks, that's hard to do. And he had it. The run defense was really what the Bills had to turn around, and they did. After getting gashed last week by the Ravens, they held the Jets to 100 total yards, 3.3 yards a carry on the ground. Breece Hall, 29 yards on 10 carries. That's 2.9 yards a carry. I can do the math when it's divided by 10. 2.9 yards a carry. James Cook on the other end, he ran the ball 21 times for 132 yards. He averaged 6.3 yards a carry. Two touchdowns. One of them was an electrifying 44-yard run where he got out of an ankle tackle. Off balance, took it to the house. Elijah Moore gets an arrow up. Not eye-popping stats, but scored a touchdown against his former team. Collected a total of 37 yards from scrimmage. Not a ton, but was a difference maker on the scoreboard. I'm going to say Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp did a really nice job. Give them an arrow up for one, well, for a couple of reasons here. It wasn't because they were super productive and had all these numbers, but Cole Bishop did have a sack, by the way, right? That was great. I'm saying more than anything, better in communication, better in recognition, and that helped them in their performance. I asked for suggestions for arrow up, arrow down yesterday online at Sal Sports. Someone said arrow down to Cole Bishop. What? What did he do wrong? I don't know. Was there something I didn't see? Maybe there were a play or two or that he could have been better at. But, man, Bishop and Rapp were so much better, and especially in their recognition, their communication, and that added to the performance and how they played by the end of the play. Cameron Johnston, the new punter for the Bills, kicker Matt Prater, both really nice job. Speaking of special teams, Johnston punted three times, pinned the Jets inside their own 20-yard line twice. Prater 6-for-6 on kicks, three extra points, three field goals, including a 52-yarder. I did give an arrow down to the third down offense. Not the percentage you want to see. 35.7% for the Bills, 5-for-14. Not good enough. Dawson Knox, two drops. He makes my arrow down list. A couple drops he should have come up with. One was maybe questionable. They got there early, but you'd like to see him come up with those plays. Red zone offense was not great for the Bills. It was only 50%. Now, they did score each time, but only two touchdowns out of four trips inside the red zone. That's 50%. And then the other one was more specific. Not scoring a TD after the first quarter fumble recovery we just talked about. Bills were up 7-0. They get the fumble from the Jets in the first play of the series. Set up first and 10 of the Jets 24. Six plays, 14 yards, field goal. Need to convert there. That could have really put some distance early in the game. It was 10 instead of 14 at that point after that. Hey, let's take a look around the National Football League. And what happened yesterday and over the weekend? Told you about Packers-Commanders when we talked on Friday. Packers win that one 27-18. Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. So the Ravens and the Bills, I think, are going to be neck and neck here all year. Someone called up earlier and said, hey, that was such a big win for the Bills last week because look at this. The Bills have that game-and-a-half lead over the Ravens now, essentially, right? Derrick Henry only 23 yards on the ground. Lamar Jackson only 13. And they only ran at all for 45 yards total. Cleveland ran for 115. Quinshon Judkins actually ran for 61 yards, 6.1 yards a carry. But the Browns could not score. 41-17, the Ravens wind up winning that game. This was a close game into the fourth quarter. The Browns were down 10 points going into the fourth. We all know by now, I think, that Joe Burrow is out. A minimum of 3 months, apparently, because he's going to have surgery on his toe. Turf toe he suffered against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Bengals did pull it out 31-27 in this game. Jake Browning came in for Burrow, went 21-32, 241. Two touchdowns and three interceptions. It's terrible, Joe, to think about Joe Burrow and the injury. And Jake Browning actually did a nice job a couple of years ago when he had to come in for Joe Burrow. But you know what? I'm looking at these stat lines, and I already know how the Bengals' defense is just not very good. I think this might be a really wild and crazy Bengals season to watch from here on out. Their games are going to be wild.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I even had a caller call me and ask for fantasy advice. He's like, with Burrow out, do I take Matt Stafford or Jake Browning after a couple years ago? And I was like, You have Puka Nacua upside with Stafford, but I don't doubt the Bengals. They're going to play fast and loose now without their quarterback.
They're going to have to outscore teams anyway, and Jake Browning's the kind of guy that he's going to throw for a bunch of yards. He could also throw the other team the ball a few times like he did yesterday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you think it impacts Ja'Marr Chase? He was 14 of 165 in a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, I think Chase, if I'm remembering correctly, did all right with Browning. Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I agree.
A couple years ago. So I don't know, realistically, he's still going to get the number one target on the team. I would say him or T. Higgins are still going to do well. Just you don't have Joe Burrow throwing, you know, the connection they have, but I don't think it'll impact him that much. Maybe a slight change, but nothing to be crazy about.
31-27, Bengals win. They go to 2-0 now, so they're off to a good start, but we'll see where it goes. And by the way, if you go literally in the time frame of 3 months, Joe Burrow would be out until December 15th. Bengals play the Bills December 7th.
Right.
So I don't think he's playing against the Bills. It's a minimum, they say, of 3 months, generally. But if he were to come back early, it would be right around that time. That would be about when they play the Buffalo Bills here in Buffalo.
That'd be crazy to put him in right before that game, I feel
I know.
Like.
Yeah, he'd have to come back a few weeks before that, probably. Jags go to 1-1 on the year, by the way. Did you watch any of the Dallas Cowboys-New York Giants game?
Yeah, we were watching it while we were out there covering the Bills game on Red Zone. It was kind of flying around. And what a ending that was. I couldn't believe it. It goes to overtime, first of all.
I have not gone back and watched like the end. We were on the plane, I was doing work, and I saw what was happening on the score. You know what I mean? Or at the end of the game, the Bills game in the locker room and all that, I should say.
Yeah.
Saw what was happening, but my goodness. Wild.
Absolutely insane. I just kind of look at it, and people are calling for Jackson Dart now. Like, they still are. They're getting a little louder.
Oh, even after 450 yards and three touchdowns from Russ?
Just the way it ended is sticking in people's heads. You know,
how did it end? What happened?
So,
did Russ throw a pick?
I want to say, if I'm remembering correctly,
okay.
I was knee-deep in the stories we were writing here. But, yeah, pretty much. I think he did throw a pick to end it. So, that's the lasting memory of the game, unfortunately, even though he did that stat line.
Let's see. Giants get the ball. And play began at the Giants 34, two plays, negative 4 yards, interception. Yep.
G just said it was an ugly pick. So it wasn't very good. It was not good.
How about the Detroit Lions, 52 points? Don't write the Lions off yet, folks, after what we saw yesterday. It was the Bears, I get it, but the Bears' defense was supposed to be a lot better, and you know, it looked like that they were turning a corner, but 52 points put on the board by the Detroit Lions. How about Jared Goff, 334 and 5 touchdown passes from Jared Goff, and man, that could be a long season for the Bears again.
Even with Ben Johnson.
Even after their coaching change and Caleb Williams, who was supposed to take this big step up, right? And they have all those weapons they have on offense. And, man.
Williams didn't really impress me at all in the past couple weeks. I feel like anything that's off script, he's not phenomenal with, you know?
So I agree with that. So, Patriots beat the Dolphins. You were talking about a wild game. 33-27. There's a punt return touchdown, followed by a kick return touchdown, followed by Devon Achane running, catching a ball for a touchdown, only to be called back because he stepped out of bounds, and then they give the ball up and they can't win.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was insane. And both of those teams just being in the division, I don't know. Like, the Patriots, I don't think are that great after that performance, because it's just two bad teams kind of trying to beat on each other. That's kind of what I saw yesterday.
And we're going to see the Dolphins here, obviously, on Thursday. You know, the Dolphins did not run the ball great, and that's kind of Mike McDaniel's calling card, but it hasn't gone well, and it wasn't going well yesterday. Only 61 yards on the ground. Achane, 30 yards on 11 carries. They did throw the ball okay to their running backs, though. Achane, 92 yards catching there, and to Tyree. I should say, threw the ball okay. For some numbers-wise, Tyreek Hill, 6 for 109, Achane, 8 for 92 and a touchdown, Jalen Waddle, 5 for 68 and a touchdown. But on the other side, Drake May, really nice percentage. He played well, 19 of 23, 230 yards and two touchdowns. The Patriots are going to be a better team as the season goes on. They'll get better and better as the season goes on. But right now, the Bills have to deal with the Dolphins coming to town, and obviously they're reeling. Let's go to San Francisco at New Orleans. The 49ers get 279 yards and three touchdowns from Mac Jones, a guy that people thought Kyle Shanahan was going to draft a few years ago. They didn't draft, but he did fill in for Brock Purdy. Quarterback controversy in San Francisco. Are we talking about that?
Could be. I think there's a conversation waiting to happen.
Three touchdown passes for Spencer Rattler as well, but in a losing effort, 26-21. Saints come to town after the Bills play the Miami Dolphins. That'll be a Sunday afternoon game here in Buffalo. All right. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Play of the day was in that Pittsburgh game, the kickoff that the Seahawks recovered for a touchdown. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah, I saw it flash across on spurt on red zone. I couldn't believe it. We were all in disbelief watching that
one. Do you know what really I couldn't believe more when I think about it? That's a Danny Smith coached special teams unit in Pittsburgh. To allow that to happen, Danny Smith, like, oh, my gosh, he's one of the best in the business.
Right.
And his guy let it fall, lands in the landing zone. Doesn't matter if he touches it or not. If it lands in the landing zone, this isn't the old rule. It doesn't have to go 10 yards. It's if it lands in the landing zone, it's a free ball. You got to cover it.
Right.
And it went into the end zone. So you got to know that. It went in the end zone. He didn't cover it. Seahawks win 31-17. DK Metcalf against his former team. Only three catches for 20 yards. He did score, though. The big numbers for the Seahawks came from Sam Darnold with 295 and two touchdowns, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, eight catches for 103 yards. The Rams beat the Titans 33-19. Cam Ward had a really cool play, but otherwise not a lot going on at 175 and a touchdown. Matt Stafford, 298, two scores. Davante Adams, six catches for 106 yards in that one. Rams moved to 2-0. Titans fall to 0-2. Boy, the Carolina Panthers can't get out of their own way. They had a great opportunity to win this game from Arizona. They were down 27-9. They come back, they score, they get an onside kick, and then they can't move the ball down the field, and they just keep hurting themselves with penalties and drop and protection. Bryce Young, game is way too fast for him right now in those situations. Way too fast.
It's almost like he's playing the way he was before he got benched last season. Like, I don't know what needs to happen, but he reverted back to past tendencies there. Not great.
27-22, 2-0 for the Cardinals, 0-2 for the Panthers. Wild finish in the Colts Broncos game. Colts win 29-28 on a walk-off field goal. The Broncos had happened to them what they took advantage of with the Bills here on Monday night 2 years ago. The Colts missed a field goal, but the Broncos had a penalty for leverage, gave the Colts a second chance with no time on the clock, and the Colts nailed it to win it.
It's just unbelievable. I haven't seen a leverage call.
I know.
Played.
It was the right call, by the way.
It was
the right call.
On the replay, you really see him yank the center there. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, I've never seen that happen before in my life.
And, by the way, Bo Nix not off to a great start. 206, three touchdowns in this one, one interception. The Broncos and the Broncos defense, which is phenomenal and has some talent, they've given up some points now in the first 2 weeks, right? They lose this one 29-28.
Yeah.
Last night, we'll get to last night real quick. So the big game, obviously, yesterday in the late afternoon window, 20-17, the Eagles, on the heels of their Super Bowl 59 victory over the Chiefs, win again against Kansas City, 20-17. You know what I'll say about this game? I watched some of it as I could on the plane. It seemed like the only big plays the Chiefs had until a long pass they did connect on to a Tyquan Thornton. The only thing he could do otherwise was Mahomes running the ball, scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
He looked the most mobile he's been since like 2020.
But I mean, they couldn't really run the ball with Pacheco or Hunt that much. And when he got out, he got loose, but that was it. Otherwise, Eagles kind of shut him down.
Yeah. The Chiefs look like they're in trouble without their wide receivers. It's not a great look for them at this point. 0-2.
And the Chiefs did a good job of shutting down the passing game of Jalen Hurts, only 101 yards there. So the Chiefs fall to 0-2. Eagles move to 2-0. And late last night, the Falcons, they beat the Vikings 22-6. This was just a really tough offensive game for either side that could not get going. Numbers-wise, okay for Bijan Robinson, 143 on the ground. Very good, by the way, I should say. 143 on the ground and another 25 catching. But, man, both these teams struggled to score. They finally did. In the fourth quarter, the Falcons pull away 22-6. J.J. McCarthy only 158 yards passing and two interceptions for the Minnesota Vikings, who fall to 1-1. Falcons 1-1 as well. And tonight, two games. Bucks at Texans, Chargers at Raiders. So you get a lot of AFC action here and a team in the NFC and the Bucks that you're going to – the Bills play, both the teams playing in the early game, Bucks and Texans. And then obviously the – AFC matters for the second game, so a lot to watch for tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, still on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.